Welcome to 3-Minute Lesson. This week's theme, archaeology. Today's topic, Troy. You have probably heard the story of the Trojan War. Millennia ago, the prince of the city, Troy, took the most beautiful woman in the world, Helen, from her husband, the king of Sparta. In response, the city-states of Greece united to destroy Troy, but the war dragged on for years. So the Greeks pretended to retreat and left a large wooden horse that was mistaken as a gift by the Trojans. The horse contained several soldiers, so when the Trojans brought it into the city, the soldiers escaped and opened the gates for the waiting Greek army. Troy burned. The end. The story of the Trojan War comes from the Iliad, an epic poem reportedly authored by Homer at around 600 BCE. Who Homer was and what inspired the Iliad is unknown. Furthermore, it is unclear what parts of the Iliad are historically accurate or fictional. Was Troy a real city, and did the Trojan War even happen? If Troy was a real city, its location was certainly forgotten. Heinrich Schliemann, born in 1822, was a successful businessman who retired at age 36. He was fascinated by ancient Mediterranean civilizations, so he used his time and large fortune to locate Troy. Using geographical clues from the Iliad, Schliemann narrowed in on a site in modern-day Turkey, 6 miles inland from the Aegean Sea and right at the entrance to the Dardanelles Strait. While digging, Schliemann uncovered ancient city structures and artifacts in 9 rebuilt layers. He dug down using dynamite and tossed the top layers into a trash pile, presuming the bottom and most ancient layer was Homer's Troy. But this was incorrect. We now suspect the version of Troy from the Iliad was the 7th layer, and not the 9th layer, as Schliemann thought. Because of this archaeological blunder, many of the Trojan War-era artifacts were blown away or tossed into the trash heap. Archaeologists are still sifting through and organizing the trash pile today. The 7th layer of Troy was a late Bronze Age city surrounded by a large wall. At approximately 1180 BCE, the city was destroyed in a fire, potentially brought upon by combat. Was this the Trojan War? No one knows for sure, but no wooden horses were found. Many Trojan artifacts were removed or smuggled from the site by Schliemann. As a result, large collections reside in museums in Germany and in Russia after lootings in World War II. Thankfully, archaeological practices have improved since Schliemann, although modern methods may also seem barbaric in 200 years. This has been your 3-minute lesson. See you on Friday.